And that's where we leave the World Service and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. I'm Caroline Nichols. Good morning. There's new sport and weather coming up, the Ukrainian farmers risking their lives to produce food, and we hear about planting trees in the Lake District. First, here's someone who's keen to leave a lasting impression.
I'm Dr. Michael Moseley, and if you've done all the things I've suggested in just one thing, then, like me, you're in hospital trying to recover. In which case, why not listen to Dead Ringers? It might pass the time, even give your brain a boost, and might even help drown out the screams of my other listeners around you. The new series of Dead Ringers. Friday night, 6:30 comedy. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Caroline, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties and Fisher. The general synopsis at midnight. High just west of Bailey, 1,034, slow moving, declining 1,029 by midnight tonight. New low expected eastern German Bight, 1005, by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East 40s. Northerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in West Viking and eastern South Utsira. Rain at first in South Utsira and southeast 40s, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally poor at first in South Utsira and southeast 40s. West 40s, Cromarty 4th, Tyne. Northerly 4 to 6, showers in West 40s and Tyne, good. Dogger. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in east. Rain, then showers, good occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, mainly northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in West Fisher. Rain or showers, good occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4 at first, except in northwest Humber. Otherwise, northwesterly 5 or 6. Rain for a time, then showers, good occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. North or northeast, backing northwest for a time, 3 to 5, occasional rain, becoming fair later, good occasionally moderate. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers in east, good. North Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northerly or northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall. Variable, mainly north, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Malin, Hebrides. Northerly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Malin and 3 elsewhere, mainly fair, good. Bailey. North or northwest, 2 or 3, mainly fair, good. Fair Isle. Northerly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east and 3 in west, mainly fair, good. Faroes. North or northwest, 3 to 5, fair, good. Southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally poor later in north. Weather reports from coastal stations 40400, Tyree Automatic, north by east 4, 12 miles, 1029, falling more slowly. Stornoway, northwest 2, 15 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west 4, 14 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lucas, northwest 1, 14 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Bridlington, north northwest 4, 1023, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 2, more than 27 miles, 1,023. Jersey, east by north 1, 16 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast 4, 12 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valentia, east 2, 16 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Runnels Way, north-northeast 2, 1,026, now rising. Malin Head, north 4, 13 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure centred to the west of the United Kingdom will bring mostly settled conditions to western and northern areas during the next couple of days. However, a northerly airflow will bring patchy rain or showers to parts of eastern England and initially also to southern England. Cape Wrath, 2 rectory ahead, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near Aberdeenshire and 3 in west. Fair. Good. Rectory ahead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers then fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly, 3 or 4 at first in far south, otherwise northerly, 5 or 6. Rain at times, then showers, good occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain at times, then showers, good occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable for a time at first, 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in east. Rain at times, then showers in far east, good occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later, then backing northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then fair, good occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeasterly, backing northwesterly, but becoming variable in east 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time in west. Occasional rain, then fair, good occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mallygalloway. Northeast, backing northwest for a time, 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Isle of Man. Northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Cardiff Loch. Variable mainly north 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, veering northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamercan Point. North or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times close inshore. Fair. Good. Ardamercan Point to Cape Wrath. North 3 to 5. Fair, good. And the Shetland Isles. North, 4 to 6. Fair, good. And that completes this shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. The Prime Minister's Rwanda bill is set to become law after months of wrangling at Westminster. The Met Police has agreed that an independent force should review the investigation into Stephen Lawrence's murder. In business, a father who believes gas burning caused his son's leukaemia is taking legal action against BP. And in sport, promotion-chasing Leeds United have climbed to second in the Championship with a 4-3 victory over Middlesbrough. The government's flagship Rwanda safety bill, aimed at sending some asylum seekers to the African country, has been passed by Parliament after a marathon tussle between MPs and members of the House of Lords. The Home Secretary, James Cleverly, described it as a landmark moment in our plan to stop the boats. The crossbench peer, Lord Anderson, said he wished they'd been able to persuade the government to compromise on the bill.
After four rounds of ping-pong, their control of the Commons remains as solid as ever. The time has now come to acknowledge the primacy of the elected House and to withdraw from the fray. We do so secure, at least in the knowledge, that the so-called judgment of Parliament was not the judgment of this House, and that we tried our hardest to achieve something a little more sensible.
Rishi Sunak is travelling to Warsaw this morning, where he'll meet his Polish opposite number and promise more money to support Ukraine. Britain will provide an additional £500 million to Kyiv, on top of £2.5 billion, which has already been allocated for this financial year. The Metropolitan Police has agreed that an independent police force should review the Stephen Lawrence murder investigation. It comes after calls by his mother, Baroness Lawrence, for the investigation to be reopened. Stephen Lawrence was stabbed to death in a racist attack in South London 31 years ago. Only two of his killers have been convicted. New figures show black patients have to wait 10 months longer than white people for a new kidney to become available on the transplant list. NHS Blood and Transplant says there's a national shortage of organs, particularly from black and ethnic minority donors. It's set up a new pairing scheme to match patients with people who are willing to give away one of their healthy kidneys to help others. Liffey says she got involved to help a five-year-old girl who'd been on kidney dialysis for most of her life.
I think it would mean the most to me being able to see Destiny grow up a healthier, happier little girl without as many medical complications, without the need to be in hospital three or four times a week on dialysis. Knowing that I've played a part in helping her just lead a normal life, that's enough for me.
The judge in Donald Trump's criminal trial will today hear arguments that the former president has breached an order which prevents him from attacking witnesses and jurors involved in the case. Mr. Trump denies covering up alleged hush money payments to an adult film star in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.